Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy Show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Real McCoy!
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy!
Welcome to The Real McCoy Show today. We're excited that you're joined us today. We have a great show in store for you. Today, we're going to be talking about second effort, which is the theme for the month for Woman Act Now. If this is your first time listening to the call, we want to welcome you to the show on today. And we also want to share with you to stay posted or to visit our website at www.womanactnow.com so that you can learn more about our organization, as well as visit us on Facebook or Twitter so that you too can stay connected and learn more about what we are, who we are, what we do. We're excited that you joined us on today. I shared we're going to be talking about second effort power on today. And we're also going to be hearing from one of our members. She's one of our new members, but you know what? She's been doing quite a bit. She's been on the move ever since she started the organization. And we have a little thing that we call Do It Girl of the Month. It's really not a little thing. It's a big thing, because what it does share is it rewards those who spend time within the site, spend time on their dreams, visions, and ideas, learning information, gathering information, understanding who they are and understanding what the coaching process is about, allowing themselves to be coached and participating in open forums and connecting with their WAN sisters and all sorts of things that are available to them within the Woman Act Now site. We're excited that she's going to be joining us on today and excited that she has taken the time out of, I would say, out of her life, but she's taken time to move forward on her dreams, visions, and ideas. And her name is Shamitra Vital. Girl, I hope I'm saying your name right. I know you got me earlier today. So I hope I'm doing it justice this time. So we're excited that she's going to be joining us. And we also have our own master coach who's going to be sharing with us a little later in the program as it relates to second effort power. If you haven't had an opportunity, for those of you who may be listening, if you're a member of the organization, if you haven't had an opportunity to visit the website or even to listen to the Do It Girl call from Tuesday, then you certainly want to go back and do that. If you get a chance to do that, you'll hear a bit about what we were talking about as it relates to second effort power. It's a great dialogue. As it relates to that, those of us who are in the marketplace and you do a lot of different things, and you know, sometimes you just have to revisit that business idea, revisit that goal, revisit that opportunity that you may have had that you might need to spend some more time on so that you can move forward on. That's what we're going to be talking about today as it relates to the second power. I want to encourage you to be certain to tune in all this month where you'll have great information as it relates to that. Hopefully it'll help move you forward in the things that you have set yourself aside to do so that you too can become better at achieving your dreams, visions, and ideas. We're excited for today, and I just want to encourage those of you so that others can share in on the information on today as it relates to what we'll be talking about. We're glad that you're joining us. And if you can, if you want to just keep listening, I'm going to invite our master coach to the call on today, and she's going to talk to you just a little bit. Then we'll have a short break, and after that, we'll continue our program on second half. I'm going to welcome our master coach just for a moment to the show. So welcome, Coach Hannah. Thank you, Shauna. Hello, everybody. This is Coach. I'm excited about Second Effort Power and our guest today, Ms. Demetris Vital. And I want to just take a minute to really create a framework for what we're doing this month, and as it relates to efforts. You know, this whole idea of second effort comes from two topics. I was talking to some of the ladies on Monday on our 15 Minutes to Destiny about the 212 principle, moving from 211 to 212, making that 1 degree move, that second effort, you know, because water boils at 212 degrees. And oftentimes we're pursuing our dreams and our visions, and this is the middle of the year in July where it's time to now put forth that second effort. But I want to talk just a few minutes before I invite our guest to the show today, our Do It Girl for the Month. I want to talk a little bit about why I believe this is an important subject matter. As we began to plan for the year to power you up, we thought about, you know, in July, let's do second effort. At first, it didn't sound, it was like second effort power. What is that? But the more we began to pursue this area of power and powering up throughout the year, now it makes so much sense. In July, you know, it's time to just take a reevaluation, to reanalyze, to reposition, perhaps redo, perhaps even to reconnect with some people, to remember. All of those have to do with the second effort. And so when I was talking about the degrees, you know, 212 degrees, oftentimes you can do certain things. You can boil water and you can get it up to not, it doesn't have to be the 211 to accomplish the purpose that you want to accomplish. If you're trying to boil perhaps some, what do we call, trying to cook some noodles or something, or you're just trying to warm something up, maybe you don't have to get it at time. But in order to get the power of 212 that converts water into steam, it is necessary to push to the 212 degrees. And when the water is converted, now it's powerful enough to power up a locomotive. A locomotive that can move from one place to the next, that can carry tons and tons and tons of weight, can deliver food to a person that's needy, can deliver products and various different things. So when it comes to your dream and your vision, that's where we want to talk about the second effort, that 212 degrees. Pushing one more degree can make all the difference to power up your dream. So I want to just share the story we were talking about earlier this week about Peter and the disciples making that second effort. John finishes talking about Jesus, who goes back and he does a second effort to recall, to reposition, to realign the disciples who had gotten off course. You know, they just decided, well, we don't know what else to do. First of all, they scattered from their purpose. They were called to be disciples, called to go forth and preach the gospel. But after Jesus died, they didn't know what to do. And you know what? Jesus dying is like, it's symbolic of, you know, sometimes you move forward in your dream. You know, you accomplish so many things. You feel like you're moving in the right direction. And then a crisis occurred. And I want you to know it was a crisis when Jesus was crucified on the cross. All of the disciples began to scatter. They got confused. They began to deny, this isn't really who I'm called to be. I didn't really walk with him. And so when you think about your dream and vision, what crisis, whatever the crisis may be, has taken you off course? You know, and I think that throughout this month is about being that voice that we called you to the purpose, to the plan, to the destiny, to the book, to the dream, to the opportunity, to starting the new business, to finding a way to fill the gap for your need, to fill the lack in your life. And we're recalling you to do that and calling and encouraging you to take that second effort. And so just as the disciples, they didn't know what to do, so they went back to experience. They went back to Hello, everybody. I'm sorry about those technical difficulties. We just disconnected, and actually I'm on my way to catch a flight, so I wanted to make sure that I had the opportunity to have this conversation. And I was just saying, before I was cut off, I was just saying that the disciples had gone back to their comfortable way of living, that place of comfort. And you know what? Oftentimes when it comes to our dreams and visions, we go back to that place of comfort. We go back to what's okay. We get back into the routine, and we think that our dream doesn't matter. And so this month is to help you to work on that second effort, to connect to the second effort, to be able to have hope in the possibility of achieving the result that you desire. And so when we think about that, I want you to just taste that for a moment. I want you to think about the things in your life that you need to make a second effort. What is that thing? What is that dream? What is that idea that you have given up on? I want you to think about that. When I think about second efforts, when I think about things that I need to do, that I need to reconsider. You know, I think about the book. Maybe there's a book I need to be writing right now. Maybe there is an opportunity that I need to be taking, taking advantage of. Maybe there is, let's see. I think there are so many things that I need to be doing that I'm not doing that I am going to consider as we continue to talk about this going forth in this month. Anna, what do you need to take that second effort on? And so I want you to think about what is that second effort in your life. And so what we're going to do is we're going to continue to talk about this on Monday. I want to just give you an update of what we'll be doing on Monday. For those of you who have a dream and a vision, you've got an idea, you got a hope, you got a dream, but you're not moving on it. And specifically in the area of writing your book, you said, you know what, I've been called to write a book. I want to share a message with the world, but for some reason, you're too busy. You're afraid. You've got something else that's more important. So we're going to be talking about five different things that you should look out for, are mistakes that you should not make when it comes to self-publishing your book or your idea. We're going to have Shirley Clark, who is a publisher and has helped many individuals to accomplish their dream and vision when it comes to writing their book. We're going to have her as a guest on our 15 Minutes to Destiny call on Monday. And so when we think about this, I want you to invite your friends, especially those who have a desire to be a part of fulfilling that dream, a part of writing a book, a part of, you know, starting a website, whatever the case may be. There are some things that are very common, and Shirley Clark, she will be speaking to those matters on Monday on our 15 Minutes to Destiny call. And I am just trying to get our our guest on the line with us, so if you'll just bear with us for a moment. And I am going to ask Shauna to share with us any announcement.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so glad that you guys are still, I hope you're still there. I know we got disconnected there for a moment, and I'm glad that we're back. I hope you've been enjoying that awesome information from our Master Coach, Coach Anna McCoy, in reference to second effort. I want to continue to share with you and encourage you to join us at www.womanactnow.com. Consider becoming a member today so that you too can move forward within your dreams, visions, and ideas. We are a coaching organization with affordable coaching for every woman, and that is to help move you forward. This month, of course, we're talking about second effort, and you just might be in a position to where you need to revisit, you might need to revamp, you might need to reposition. This is the month for second effort, and we want to encourage you to know that you are not alone, that we are an organization that will help coach you through that execution gap so that as you revisit, you can begin to set goals and priorities, things that you can accomplish and put them into place so that you can move forward. I also want to share with you to connect with us on Facebook or Twitter for news and updates concerning Woman Act Now, and you can do so by joining Coach Anna McCoy's page or joining Woman Act Now's page on Facebook and Twitter. And then I want to encourage you to mark us as a favorite for Blog Talk Radio. This is our Woman Act Now radio program that we host every Thursday at 1 p.m. Central Time. We have several things within the organization that you can take advantage of once you become a member. And I want to encourage you to give me a call at 877-751-5700. My extension is 407 so that I can talk to you more about the organization and share with you a free promo code for a 30-day free trial so that you, too, can begin to move forward. I want to thank you for listening on today and to let you know that we are experiencing some technical difficulty. Shemetris, I know that you are on the line. Unfortunately, at this time, we won't be able to continue our interview with you or to start our interview with you on today. I just wanted to share that with you. But for those of you who are listening, I want to encourage you to visit us again on next Thursday. Or you know what? Don't wait till Thursday. Join us Monday for 15 Minutes to Destiny, and you can do that by dialing in our call-in number. I'm going to give it to you. It's 605-475-6190, access code 561-0896. That will give you access to our call on Monday so that we can finish our discussion on second effort power, as well as you'll be listening for our host, Coach Master Anna McCoy, as well as our special guest who will be Shirley Clark. We want to apologize for our technical difficulties on the day, but we want to thank you for listening to us. Shemetris, if you're on the line, and I know you are because you and I spoke briefly during the call when we had our minor challenge there, give me a call back after this program. And we'll be certain to continue our programs on next Thursday in excellence. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your understanding. Know that you're loved and appreciated. This is Shauna Stallworth signing off with Woman Act Now Radio. You take care and make it a great day. Bye-bye.